488 Rules for Life, The Thankless Art of Being Correct by Kitty Flanagan. That's me. I'm also reading to you. This book started out as a five-minute segment on ABC TV's The Weekly program. It was inspired by the best-selling book, 12 Rules for Life, and it was a joke. I took issue with the fact that author Jordan Peterson only had 12 rules. 12 for life. That's madness. I have more than 12 rules just for the bathroom. After the segment aired, I kept being stopped by people wanting to know where they could buy this book that didn't actually exist, called 488 Rules for Life. It was suddenly apparent that I wasn't the only crackpot out there who loves rules, so I decided to do the book for real. But it is still a joke. Even I admit that 488 is a lot of rules, and obviously no one will like all of the rules, but I'm pretty sure everyone will like some of the rules. And when you do hit a particular rule that resonates, it will make you feel really good. You'll enjoy the fact that someone else gets as annoyed or outraged or exhausted by the same things you do. If by some chance you manage to read the entire book and don't find a single rule you agree with and instead keep thinking, I don't get why she's so irritated by people. Why can't she just live and let live? That's okay. That's your prerogative. As long as you understand, you are probably really annoying a lot of people around you with your unbearable positivity and your I love everything attitude. I think deep down, people are crying out for rules. Once, it was commonplace to look to published guides for advice on behaviour, protocol and etiquette. Guides produced by recognised authorities such as Debrett's in the United Kingdom and Emily Post in the United States. Even in Australia, we had our very own Miss Manners, the formidable June Dally Watkins. I met her once, but she didn't say hello. She just looked me up and down and told me in no uncertain terms, I should never wear a white bra under a white shirt. Always nude, dear. Always nude. She meant the colour of the bra, not that I should go nude and have my nips out under a white T-shirt. These days, however, there's no such guide in circulation. And I believe the rise in rude behaviour and the lack of basic courtesy we're witnessing in the modern world is quite possibly due to ignorance. If you don't know the rules, how are you supposed to abide by them? Which is why I say, thank God for me. Now, with this comprehensive reference book at your fingertips, there can be no excuse for bad behaviour. Whenever you're unsure about the right way to behave, whenever you want to know what not to do in any given situation, simply turn to 488 Rules for Life. The answer is bound to be in here somewhere.